For the price of a magazine, subscribe to The Guitar Channel to access the full videos. Welcome to The Guitar Channel. I am super happy to welcome you a new chronicle today. I am super happy to have with me Guillaume Jeulin from Blue Cat Audio. Guillaume, how are you doing today?
Fine.
Great.
Perfect. Yes, great.
Yeah. Okay. Ready to share with us your incredible knowledge about how to plug a guitar into a computer?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a guitarist. Okay. Guillaume is the guitar player today. We have a guitar and we have also an audio interface. This one is from Focusrite, about 100 euro. And today, in front of your eyes, you're going to see Guillaume plugging this interface into his computer. So where do we start, Guillaume?
So the first thing is we connect the interface to the computer with the USB.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay.
Let's go. So as you can see.
That was easy so far.
Yes. There's
excellent.
There's a green light here.
Yeah.
So it's on. It's fine.
Okay. So the interface is powered by the computer,
exactly,
which is
yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. First
then,
step.
Then we're gonna connect the jack for the guitar.
Yeah.
So
Do we plug it on the computer?
Onto the instrument input. So it's very important to have an instrument or high Z input.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the sound is not going to be great. So you really need to have an high Z input and put the jack in there.
So it depends on the interface.
Yes.
Here on this one, it is shown an instrument and there is a small button. Okay, sorry, I won't do it again.
Yes, put it on instrument and don't touch it anymore.
Yeah, and sometimes it's written IZ for high impedance.
Yes.
And but never plug it to microphone input,
yes,
because it's going to sound bad.
Very bad, yes.
Yeah, okay. So first step, we plug it to USB, then we plug the guitar, then where is the sound?
We plug the headphone jack there.
Mm-hmm. So in our instance, we are going to use the headphone jack. In some instance, you could use the stereo output you have on the outside.
Yes.
It's not really important. All right.
Okay. And so now...
Congratulations. We have plugged the guitar to a computer. And let's see if we have some sound.
No, there's nothing there.
Okay. So far, nothing.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have to launch the application that we want to use for the... to get the sound of the guitar.
All right, let's see what's going on your computer.
PC. Yes, so it's a Windows PC here, and I'm going to launch the application, which is Axiom.
Yeah, which is by chance your application you are developing for Blue Cat Audio.
Oh.
How come?
And here now you have to select the audio interface that you want to use to make sure that the sound goes through the application.
Yeah.
So we're going to launch the audio setup.
Mm-hmm.
So in most applications, you have something called audio setup or preferences or whatever, where you can select the audio interface you're going to use.
All right.
So on Windows, you have to select the ASIO driver type.
Okay.
There are many ways, but to play in real time, there's no choice. Just use ASIO and don't ask questions.
ASIO is the way to go.
Yes, that's
all right.
The low latency thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to select the interface. I have many installed, but here I want to use the Focusrite one.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. And then you want to select the sample rate.
Yeah.
There are many choices.
Mm-hmm.
The higher the sample rate, the better the quality, but also the higher the processing, the CPU cost.
Is it something you can actually hear, or you have to have the NASA kind of here to be able to listen to that, or it's just for professional studio that you will use a higher frequency?
Usually for guitar, you don't want to use a very high frequency.
Okay.
So 41 or 48 kilohertz is fine. So I'm going to use just 44.1 because that's what I'm used to.
Okay.
So here we need also to select the buffer size.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the...
Very important parameter.
Yes.
Listen closely.
So the buffer size is just the length of the packets that are going to go through the interface, from the interface to the PC and the application.
Okay.
So the lower the value, the lower the latency. So the latency is the time that it takes for audio to come from the input jack to the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
So if the latency is very high, you're going to hear a delay when you play. It's not going to be direct. And if it's very low, then it's going to be like playing in front of an amp.
Mm. So ideally, I would love to have the lowest latency possible, right?
Yes, but it's a compromise because the lower the latency, the more CPU it's going to take.
Okay.
And you may get some dropouts, like a crackle noise, because the PC is not powerful enough to process the audio in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, here I've set up 128, which is fine for in most cases. I can reduce to, let's say, maybe 32. And so you can see at the bottom here, in many applications, you can see that. It gives you an estimate of the latency between the input and the output. Mm-hmm. So it gives you an idea of the delay that is going to happen between the input and the output of the interface.
Yeah.
So here we have 4.5 milliseconds, which is super very small.
Short, yeah.
Just to give you an idea, because of the speed of the sound in the air, every 3 milliseconds of latency is going to be like 1 meter. So if I have 3 milliseconds here, it's going to be like playing in front of an amp at 1 meter. So I think I can use something higher.
So 1 meter from then a guitar amplifier is very close. Usually we are about 2 meters or more than that.
Yes, so it means you won't notice it.
Yeah. But so in the real life, if I am standing in front of my amplifier and let's say I am 2.5 or 3 meters, the time from the which goes from the amplifier to my ear, it's about 10 milliseconds, something like that.
That's right.
Okay.
So here we might have dropouts here because the CPU is going to be quite busy.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you can see it on the application. So here it's in Axiom at the bottom right.
Yeah.
You have a CPU meter.
Mm-hmm.
And here you can see that there are peaks that are going to the right. It's going to maybe glow orange at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that here it's not stable enough, so we're going to drop some frames and it's going to be awful. So the latency here is way too short for our usage. So I'm going to get back to 128, which was fine. So
which is usually the default length of the buffer?
Yes, in many interfaces it's going to be fine. 128 or 256 should be fine.
So here we are in the Axiom software, it is always there that we set up the buffer size, or sometimes you have to use the proprietary application of the Interface Audio to set up the buffer size?
Yes, sometimes you may have to set it up in twice.
Okay.
Because some interfaces, they require that you click on that driver and you set the same buffer length out there.
Okay.
Because it won't let the application set it. So here it's not necessary because this one works. So if I change the latency here, it's going to change the latency for the interface. So here I have a 128. We need also to select the right input.
Mm-hmm.
So here, I think, it's called input 2, where we put
correct.
The instrument.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's it. And there are just two outputs, so there's nothing to select. And here we go. So now
we should have some guitar sound.
Hopefully.
Woo! It works. You are a magician, Hume.
So here we have sound, but there's one extra step before we can really play guitar.
Yeah. I have to say the sound is not super interesting so far, Guillaume. I'm not impressed. Huh?
Sure. Okay. Wait. Be patient, please.
Be patient, young Padawan.
And now we have to set up the input.
The
input level of the interface, because we don't want to overdrive the input. Just like on a multi-effect processor, you want to calibrate the input.
Okay.
So here we have a little knob.
Yeah.
It's the case in many audio interfaces that we can adjust to adjust the input.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea to calibrate is to use the pickup that has the highest output. Here it's my humbucker on the bridge position.
Bridge, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to play as loud as I can. And try to make sure that here it won't glow orange or red.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it green, which means that the level is below 0 dB. You can increase a little bit. And I think we're fine here.
And we have this kind of system in all interface. Is a light here, but no, not always?
Not always. Okay. Sometimes you don't see it, so you have to just look at the software and see if it's not going up to 0 dB.
Mm. Sometimes what happens is that we have some kind of one LED clipping system
or
a full view meter.
Yes, like on the on some mixers, you can see a clipping LED. And here you're adjusting the trim of the input. Just like a mixer.
So the idea is to be glowing green or kind of yellow, but never red.
Never red, yes. So keep it green.
Do we try to go to red?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so increase the... Don't do that at home.
So as you can hear, it's awful. So we are basically doing digital clipping, which is awful.
Which is something you want to avoid at all costs.
Yes, exactly. Otherwise, the sound is really, really awful.
All right.
So now we are set up, I think.
Excellent.
We won't touch the interface anymore.
Excellent. Cool.
And now, if we want to do some great sounds, we need to load a preset in there. So let's load the default clean.
Yeah, let's start clean.
And now we should have a guitar sound going through the computer into your ears.
Let's see. Much more interesting. So here I have effects, compressor, blah blah blah, reverb, and so on.
Yes. Okay. So here now we can play guitar and that's it.
Excellent. So play a little bit more of a clean sound, then go to crunch. Nice. Can you put me some reverb, ping pong delay, so we have a lush stereo kind of sound?
Sure.
Can you do it?
I can. I have a tape echo here.
Can you put me a ping pong delay?
Sure.
Ah, ping pong delay is life.
Here you go, you can play.
Excellent, very good. So as you can see, it took us about 10 minutes to plug in an audio interface to a computer. So very important to use the correct input. So IZ, instrument input, all this kind of good name,
yes,
right?
Set up the level, the input level, to make sure it does not clip.
Second thing, very important to take care of the level. You don't want to have distortion coming from the interface. All the distortion is coming, or saturation, or whatever you call it, is coming from the software. And that's about it.
Yes.
We are ready to play some music?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you very much for this interesting chronicle, Guillaume. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For the price of a magazine, subscribe to The Guitar Channel to access the full videos.